Luke chapter 13. But I do want to say this, amen, that we have a different testimony than the world. And I think this is something that's important not only for health and healing, but for everything that goes on in our lives. Amen. When people start talking to us or talking to you about the economy, don't you get involved in that, amen. Your citizenship is in heaven. Amen. There's no recession in heaven.
That's right.
Huh? That's right. So who cares what's going on in the United States of America as far as that's concerned? You have a different testimony.
That's right.
Don't say what they say. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
You have a different testimony. You know, all these things that are coming around and people talking about plagues and diseases and all those things. They're so scared and all that. But God said to you, amen, that no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling.
Right.
Amen. You have a different testimony.
Right.
So we say different things. Amen. And, you know, I don't know, this must be the time when people start getting flu shots and stuff like that. And I'm not against anybody getting a flu shot. You want to get a flu shot, get a flu shot. But I had a guy ask me years ago, do I get a flu shot? And I said, no. I said, I'll never get a flu shot. He said, why not? I said, because I don't accept the flu.
Right.
He looked at me like, what do you mean you don't accept the flu? I don't accept it. So why didn't you get a shot?
Amen. Praise God.
See, that's kind of funny to somebody, but, you know, are there things in your life you don't accept? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you tell me, you don't accept people speaking to you a certain way.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right,
man. Right? And you do it, you know. Oh, well, well, well. Right? But how does that happen? Isn't there something that the things you don't accept generally don't come into your life?
Yeah. Right.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't accept the flu.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You know, you understand what I mean? Why? Because I believe I have a different testimony.
Right.
And part of our testimony as people of God is that we have a covenant with God of divine health and healing. Amen. And we want to look at this today because it's so important, because we need to be healthy and strong.
Amen.
How many people in here got people depending upon them?
Amen.
You need to be healthy and strong. Amen. If you got children, if you got a spouse, if you have parents that you're looking after, if you have, amen, people who are in some way relying upon you,
yeah.
You understand, amen, you know, God is the ultimate source. But you're important to various people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of you know you're going to be a more of a blessing to people if you're around healthy and whole? And you could ever be lying down in some infirmity.
Right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And God knows that. How many of you want to do things for God?
Amen.
Well, you need to be healthy and whole. In your mind, in your body,
right.
And we'll talk about this in a couple of weeks, in your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Right. Amen. And we have a different covenant. And where that covenant found is found in the Word of God. So we want to go and we want to continue talking about being healed. And today we want to talk about your right to health and heal. Because as people of God, we have a right to be healthy and to be whole. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. We're in Luke chapter 13, but let's pray first, and we'll get into the Word. Father, we bless you and thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. You have given us a different testimony. That, Father God, you have pronounced over our lives your perfect will.
Yes,
Father. And, Father God, we declare that we say what you say. Whatever you say about us, oh God, that settles it for us. And so, Father, we bless you for that. And we bless you now as we come to your word. We're excited. We believe we're going to hear something, oh God, that's going to bless us, help us, and even help other people.
Yes.
So, Father God, just speak. Make it plain, oh God. Help us to understand it. Help us to walk in it. Help us to see it come to pass in our lives as we release our faith for it. Father, I pray right now that you will give every person in here listening here the receptive heart.
Yes.
I pray, God, that you will bless me as I humble myself under your hand, that you will speak in and through me and to your people. And, Father, that we all will join together and give you the praise
yes.
for what you have done in this place. Father, we bless you right now. We thank you for your word. Let it come alive in our spirit. We give you praise for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we want to talk today, amen, about your right to health and healing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We as people of God have a right to be healthy. Why? Where did it come from? It came from God. Amen. It came from God. So let's look at Luke chapter 13, verse number 10. I think we are in Luke 13 already. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's look at verse 10. And it says, "And he, speaking about Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." Amen. Amen. We're talking about your right to health and healing. And if we look in the story that we just read here in Luke chapter 13, we see this woman, first of all, who has a spirit of infirmity. She's bent over. Amen. All she can see is the dust. All she can see is the ground. And she's bent over. And you know, I mean, that has to be a terrible thing, right? That's all you can see. All you can see is the ground. All you can see is people's feet.
Jesus.
You know, and this is, she has this infirmity. And the Bible says that she could in no wise lift up herself. I'm sure she tried to lift up herself. I'm sure she tried to straighten up her back, but she couldn't do it. Amen. And whether it's sickness, or whether it's with our finances, or whether it's trying to solve a problem, we've all been there in places where you try to do things and you just can't do it. You just can't straighten it out. Right? You just can't fix the situation. And you've tried and you can't do it. Right? And we all have that. How many of you know we have limitations? There's only so much we can do. But thanks be unto God that we have a God who has no limitations.
Yeah.
And when we come to the end of ourselves, that's when he can step in and finish the job.
Right?
And so this woman is bent over and she can't do anything for herself. She can't straighten up not one bit. And the scriptures tell us, amen, that she was suffering in this condition for 18 years. 18 years is a long time.
Oh, yeah.
18 years is a long time.
Yeah.
But we take from this some good news, right? That the length of time that this woman was in this infirm condition, this sick condition, is no obstacle to God's power, Jesus going to work in her life.
Mm-hmm.
18 years. Didn't matter. Jesus still healed her, right? It doesn't matter how long. We've seen Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, Jesus healed her, right? And in John chapter 9, we're told that there was a man who was blind from birth.
Yeah.
Jesus healed him. And then there's that man at the pool of Bethesda who, he was waiting for the waters to get troubled so that someone can put into the water. It says that man was in that condition for 38 years.
Jesus
still healed him. That's good news for us, because no matter how long you've had that condition, don't mean Jesus can't heal you today.
Amen.
Amen. And some people get accustomed to their condition. Well, I've been this way for so long. Doesn't mean that you have to stay that way. If he can heal somebody who was in a condition for 38 years, amen, if somebody who was blind since birth, what can he do for us?
Right.
Amen. Amen. But We have to have faith in Him.
Yeah.
Right? And not accept our condition. Right? Is it a battle? Yes, it is. It's a battle. It's a fight. Amen. It's a fight for it because, you know, some of us have had some ailments for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah.
Some back pain, you know. People say, I've been suffering with back pain for years. Have you ever heard anybody?
Yeah.
Some people got knee pain for years. Some people have been diagnosed by the doctor years ago and they're still taking their medication for high blood pressure, this thing and that thing for years. Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying to you is, just because it's been with you for a while, don't mean it has to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This woman had it for 18 years. Jesus took it away. Amen. 18 years. So one thing is that we have an affliction, or we know someone who does, and it's been a long time, let us not believe that that's the end of the story.
Amen.
Let us always stand in faith and say, yeah, I understand that, but let's remember the man of 38 years. Let's remember the man who was born blind. Let's remember the woman with the issue of blood 12 years. And let's remember this one. 18 years bowed over. Jesus didn't pause at it one bit, did he? Amen?
Amen.
He still came in and healed her. And if he did it for her, if he did it for her, he'll do it for me. Amen. So, how long you have something? Don't let the devil tell you that. Well, you've had this for so long, you might as well get used to it. You know what I mean? No. If God is speaking a word of healing to you, don't let the length of time that you had something or somebody else has had something be a block to the power of God going to work in your life. Amen? And so, we see this woman had it for 18 years. Now, let's look at this in verse number 12. It says, and when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. Praise God for that. And what it tells us there right there is that Jesus took the initiative. This woman didn't ask for healing. Jesus took the initiative. He saw her and called her. Glory to God. How many of you know, he saw her and called her. And then he healed her. She didn't ask him for anything. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask for God to heal us, but it means that it shows what God's heart is. Jesus didn't want this woman being like that. She didn't even ask. He saw her and said, Come here, daughter. Amen? Come here, daughter. Right? She didn't ask anything, but his heart is so wanting you to be better. And we have to know that. Jesus wants you better.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus wants you better.
Yeah.
He looks upon us, he sees us, and he calls us. Some of us just don't come. And see, that's the problem. Because he sees us and he calls us, but it's up to us to come. And so some of us aren't receiving the better because we won't come. But his heart is to make your life better. Huh? He wants to make your life better. He sees your struggle. He sees your pain. He sees your heartache. And he's calling you. Come on, daughter. Come on, son. And some of us won't come.
Wow.
But when he called her, and she came over, and what did he do? Did he tell her, well, you know, just get used to it. You know, just stay in this condition. No. He spoke words of life unto her. He immediately spoke words of life. He said, woman, you're free from this thing. This thing is over. Today's a new day.
Amen.
How many of you like to hear that from Jesus? Amen. That he tell you, today's a new day.
Amen.
This thing you've been going through, it's over. Amen. That pain you had in your body is over. And he said it's about anything, not just sickness. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. That stuff you've been going on in your mind, that low self-esteem, daughter, it's over.
Amen.
Right? You're loose from that. I'm loosing you from that. I'm freeing you from that.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, if whom the Son sets free,
right,
is free indeed. Amen? Woman, thou art loose. Why? Because that was his heart. I want you better than that. I don't want you bowed down. No, I want you standing straight up.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I don't want you being downcast. I want you to lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And come on. That's his heart. That's what he wants for us. I want what Jesus wants. But I know whatever he wants is good.
Amen.
Whatever he wants is right. When I see this scripture, I see something. Jesus' heart is so pure, and he loves us so much, that even when we're not asking for stuff, he's looking at us and he's saying, come here, let me help you.
Wow.
Come here, let me help you. If I see you wake up in the morning, you're like, come here, let me help you. You know those times you wake up in the morning, oh, Lord, I got so many things to do.
Yeah.
I got to do this, I got to do this. Jesus, come here, let me help you.
Right.
But see, we got it.
Right.
So we just blaze through the day, and then as we're running, Lord, help me. Like he don't help you on the run. He says,
ooh,
come here, let me help you. Why? Because he wants you to stop what you're doing, stop the worrying, put down your cares, come here, let me help you.
Wow.
Amen. So he called this woman over to him. Woman didn't even ask him, but it shows the heart of God that he has toward his people. Amen. And so he tells her, he says, woman, thou art loose. Today, we're not spending time talking about the folk who responded with indignation. We ain't caring about the haters today. So we're going to skip. We're going to skip verse 14. How many of you know sometimes you got to skip past the haters? Amen. Sometimes you can't just say, I'm not stopping by the haters today. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do. I ain't talking about the hater. I ain't thinking about the hater. I'm not giving the hater no glory. I ain't giving him no plug. I ain't posting about the hater on my Instagram. I ain't posting on Facebook. I ain't going to tweet about the hater. He ain't even worth 140 characters.
That's true.
Sometimes we spend too much time on the haters. People who try to do things, forget the haters. Let's keep our eye on God. Amen. So verse 14, Lord, with your permission, we're going to skip.
Amen.
Today. We'll talk about the haters another day.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to verse 16. Because they were hating on her, and then they said something. But Jesus, let's focus on how Jesus just responded to their hate. He called them hypocrites. Right? He said, you people take care of your animals on the Sabbath day, and you get mad at me for healing this woman. And he said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound. And let's just stop there right there. Jesus identified this clearly, that this condition that this woman had, bent over 18 years, came from Satan. He said Satan bound her. And by saying Satan bound her, not only did he identify who was responsible for this condition, but he also let us know that sickness is a bondage.
Yes.
Whom Satan hath bound.
Wow.
Sickness is a bondage.
Right.
But God wants you free.
Amen.
Right? So God certainly doesn't want you to be in bondage to anything. And that includes sickness. But what he said here, he said that Satan hath bound. Satan's responsible for the sickness. In the New Living Translation, it said that this woman was crippled by an evil spirit.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just say this. We said this last week, but it's so important, and we got to keep drilling it home. Sickness and disease is not from God. We're going to take 2 minutes to just say something that's important. Because when you look in the Old Testament, and even when we looked last week at Exodus 15 and 26, where God said, if you obey me, you keep all my commandments and statutes and everything, He said, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians. And then, you know, you see like in Deuteronomy 28, it says, if you disobey me, I will smite you with boils, and I'll smite you with this and all that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you read those scriptures and say, wait a minute, if sickness is not from God, he just said it.
Right.
Right.
I won't put the disease I put on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't obey me, I'll smite you. The only thing we're going to say here, maybe another day we'll come back to this a little bit more. But there are all kinds of resources out there to help us interpret the Bible, right? And one of the things about the Old Testament, where you read it about interpretation, they will say that we have to remember that the Old Testament is written in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And it's translated to English.
Mm-hmm.
But in Hebrew, those types of verses are written in what they call the permissive tense. But when they come into English, they're written in the causative tense, meaning that in English it says, "I will smite you." But that's causative. Like that thing, God saying, "I'm going to do it to you."
Right.
But in Hebrew, it's written in the permissive tense, meaning it's saying, "I will allow you to be smitten."
Right.
You see? "I will allow you to be smitten." So that thing that said, "I will put none of the diseases upon you that I put on the Egyptians," is saying in the Hebrew, "I won't allow any of the diseases to come on you that I allow to come on the Egyptians." Now somebody say, "Well, why would God allow it?" Here's something that we should take and understand something across every area of our life. God will allow anything you will allow.
Jesus. Mm.
Why? Because He's giving you free will.
Wow, that's true.
God will allow anything you will allow. So if you're going to allow it, God will allow it. Why do you think God said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven"? God said, "If you'll allow it, I'll allow it. I've given you free will." It's the same thing when He said, "I will harden Pharaoh's heart." See, some people say He didn't even give Pharaoh a chance. No, it's not that. He's saying, "I will allow Pharaoh's heart to be hardened." How am I going to do that? Well, I know He ain't going to listen to you, so go tell him, "Let my people go."
Right.
And every time He says no, His heart's going to get a little bit more hard.
Amen.
Every time He says no. But God didn't harden His heart. God knew. He gave Pharaoh free will.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Adam free will. Put the tree in the middle of the garden and said, "Don't eat from it."
Mm-hmm.
Right? And God's not going to take away free will from man. So listen, you want to walk with man? God allowed you to walk with man. That's what you really want to do? You want to allow all kinds of crazy things in your house? God will allow crazy things in your house. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." What's He saying? Don't allow fear and trouble into your heart. But watch this. If you allow it, God will allow it.
Wow.
How many of you have ever been fearful and troubled?
Yes.
God put that in you? No, you allowed it.
Wow.
And God said, "Well, if you will allow it, I'll allow it." But when we say, "I'm not going to allow it," God said, "I'm with you." That's why when I say to you, I don't accept the flu.
Mm-hmm.
God said,
"Okay,
I'm with you." Mm-hmm. But if you want to allow the flu,
wow.
God will allow what we will allow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we just want to clarify that, because there's going to be some scripture in the Old Testament that says that God did it. Mm-hmm. You know, we see this all the time. God did it. He caused somebody to lie. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He allowed it.
But infirmity and sickness and disease is from Satan. It's not from God. And in fact, let's put it this way. Sickness and disease is a result of sin in the world.
Yes.
Right? There was no sickness and disease until Adam and Eve sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When sin entered the world, death entered the world. That's what Paul said in Romans chapter 5. He said that death entered the world through sin. And we know that part of death is sickness and disease. Because sickness and disease often lead to death. Right? So sickness and disease comes through sin. Who's responsible for sin in the world? Satan. Right? He's the one that got Adam and Eve to disobey God. And he's the one that tried to get us to go around disobeying God. Right? He's the one tempting you to do this and tempting you to do that. So, but this infirmity, Jesus made it plain, was from Satan. We have to get that in mind. God is not putting the sickness on me.
Amen.
Amen. Satan wants to bind you. Satan wants you enslaved. Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy your health. God doesn't. Amen. In Acts 38, it says this. It says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. But what about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil? That's what it says in Acts 10:38. Jesus went around healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. God don't put the sickness on. This is the work of the enemy. You know, many times we see in the Bible when Jesus went around healing people, many times he did it by casting demons out of them. You remember that man who was sick in his mind by the tombs? Mm-hmm. And he was cutting himself and screaming out loud, and people put chains on him and he would break them. And Jesus went up to him and he spoke to him. He said, "Come out of that man, you unclean spirit." And then he asked, he said, "What's your name?" And the spirit said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Remember that? And then the evil spirits inside the man asked Jesus to not send them out into the country, but to allow them to go into the swine. And Jesus allowed them to go into the swine. And then when the people who were caring for the swine, they ran away, they came back. It said that they found that man clothed and in his right mind. So once the devil was kicked out of his life, he now is healed. Amen. And we've seen this. We've seen this with the man who brought his son to the disciples to cast the demon out of him. And they said, "I brought my son to the disciples, but they can't do it." And Jesus said, "Bring him to me." Right? Right? And Jesus, and the man said, "You know, if you can, I know you can heal him." Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, "What do you mean if I can?" And the man said, "I believe. Help me with my unbelief." Remember the father said that? And Jesus cast the demon out of that boy, and when he cast the demon out of that boy was healed.
Amen.
So how, we see the connection, amen, that people had all kinds of sicknesses and afflictions. Sometimes Jesus had to cast the demon out of them in order for them to get well. Amen. Jesus healed all who were oppressed from the devil. This woman was bound by Satan. Maybe in the next week or so, God allow us to talk about this, but one of the reasons why, here's the thing that you have to ask yourself, and we ask ourselves. If somebody tells you, "Well, God put that sickness on," well, if God put that sickness on somebody, then let's think about a couple of things. Then it must be God's will for you to be sick. Mm. And if it's God's will for you to be sick, then you have no right to go to the doctor to try to get better.
No.
Because after all, you pray, "Your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven."
Mm-hmm.
So if that's from God, then why are you taking medicine?
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Why are you working against God?
Mm-hmm.
We got to make up our mind. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
If God wants you to be sick so he can teach you a lesson.
Wow.
If that's the case, then how is that Jesus said, "You've seen me, you've seen the Father." And Jesus went around healing people.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Father put a sickness on somebody to teach them a lesson, and Jesus took the sickness away because he didn't want them to learn a lesson?
Right.
So, Jesus was working against God?
No.
God wants you to learn a lesson, but Jesus said, Let me take that. Come on, somebody. Right. We just got to ask ourselves some questions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, who wants you to believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That the sickness is from God?
The devil
does. Why? Because he then will think that you'll get all confused in your mind and just accept it.
Yeah.
Amen? But Jesus made it plain, amen, that this infirmity was from Satan. Now here's some good news about this part right here, right? In 1 John 3:8, it said that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So the devil has all these sicknesses in his bag of tricks, but Jesus came to destroy all the devil's works.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus came to destroy. So he came to free us from all these things that Satan would want to put on us. That's why we say, "I'm not accepting it." Right? Why? Because Jesus went to the cross that I could be free from this.
Amen.
He went to the cross for that. The other thing that's some good news here is this. Is that sickness and disease is part of the curse of the law.
Right.
Deuteronomy 28:1-14 lists all the blessings. Right? Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as you come, blessed as you go. Blessings come upon you and overtake you, right? Blessing will be your storehouse, everything is blessed. the children of life, your blood, everything blessed. Deuteronomy 28:15-68 talk about all the curses. You disobey, you're going to have these curses. And when you go through that, you will see all kinds of sickness. I'm going to listen. I'm going to tell you some of them that I saw in there. Amen. You ready for this? Fever, inflammation, boils, tumors, itchy conditions, blindness, incurable plagues. Amen. Every sickness, and then I like this. No, I don't like this part, but it even says this. It says every sickness and plague there is, even those not mentioned in the book of, in this book of the law.
Wow.
Wow.
So God listed some, and He said, and every other one.
Mm-hmm.
What are those? They're all part of the curse. But here's the good news. Galatians 3:13 said that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Amen. We are the redeemed. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So if Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, guess what? All those sicknesses don't have, I've been redeemed from them.
Amen.
I've been saved from them.
Yes.
I've been pulled away from them by Jesus. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yes.
And if the sicknesses are part of the curse, then I don't. Then it has nothing to do with me anymore.
That's right.
But we say, why do we get sick? We talked about that a little bit last week. Why do we get sick? Part of it is we have to have people. We have to have people preach this to us. We have to read it for ourselves. We have to study for ourselves so we can get it in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't believe something beyond your knowledge of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. You can't believe on something you haven't heard. How shall they believe? Right? If they're not told, they need a preacher.
Right?
Right? You need someone to preach. And then, you know what? But what is this? You can preach to yourself. You can open up the word.
Yes,
ma'am. You can preach to yourself. Just allow the word to come off the page and enter into your heart. That's what God wants us to do today. Amen? So we have some good news. Yes, Satan is behind the sickness. So he's not tricking us with that anymore, amen? But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And not only that, Jesus, when he hung on that tree, redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Amen?
He redeemed us from that. And then finally, we can say this. Here's some other good news. The Bible says that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If we resist him. Right? If we resist him. If a cold tries to come on you, the first thing you say, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. This is from the devil. Devil, I resist you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And watch this. Not only does he have to go, he got to take this cold with him.
Right.
Yeah. You remember when I used to play Super Smash Brothers with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
I used to play Super Smash Brothers, you know? And we used to knock the kids, remember? We knocked the character. They had swords and all kinds of weapons.
Right.
And when you would throw them off the platform, that's what you need to do. They're like fighting in space, right? And you have to throw them off the platform. And sometimes whenever you throw them off the platform, the weapon that they have will fall.
Right.
So we got to this point where we would throw the person off the platform, then we would pick up the weapon,
right,
and then we'd throw it after them.
Yeah.
And we would say, take this with you. You can hear that coming from the room all the time. Take this with you. Right? We threw him off the platform and take this with you. Why I say that? Because if you know that sickness comes from the devil,
right,
when you resist the devil,
right,
when he starts running, you say, take this with you.
Amen. Come on now. That's good.
Amen.
Right.
You don't want him leaving that behind.
Right.
So you pick that up too. Take this with you. I resist you and everything you trying to bring,
yes,
into my life.
Amen.
Amen. But see, that happens when you know it's from him.
Right.
When you think it's from God, you don't resist. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what we see here. So he said, listen, he said, and ought not this woman, verse 16, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond this day.
Mm.
I like this part. We're coming to a close. Amen. I like this part here because Jesus says, and ought not this woman. Mm. Know what he's saying? Doesn't this woman have a right,
yeah,
right,
amen,
to be healed from this? You over here being claimed. But doesn't this woman have a right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the basis of her right? He said, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? That's where her right comes from.
Mm.
Because she's a daughter of Abraham, she has a right to be free from this infirmity. Why? Because God has established a covenant with his people for health and healing.
Amen.
All the descendants of Abraham are part of that. He said, because she's the daughter of Abraham, when God spoke and said and made that covenant with the people back in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, when he said, none of these diseases, if you obey me, none of these diseases will I put on you that I put on the Egyptians. Someone wrote a book, I don't even know the author of it, but sometimes I just love how God speaks to people. Do you love how God speaks to people? Or do you only love how God speaks to you? I encourage you to love both.
Right.
Amen.
Because there are times when God speaks to people and shows some things that you miss and you go, wow.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Right? And this man, I forget his name, but he wrote a book called None of These Diseases. And it comes from Exodus 15, right? If you obey my voice, none of these diseases will I put on you. And all he, this title of his book is just None of These Diseases. I like that. Right? Because that's God saying to you, none of these diseases.
Amen.
So imagine you go to the doctor say to you, go, none of these diseases.
Amen. That's right.
You know what I mean? None of these diseases. But when God said, none of these diseases will I put on you, that was his covenant of healing. That was his covenant of health and healing with God's people. And how many know that everyone's descended from Abraham?
Amen.
Everyone's descended from Abraham.
Amen.
And in Romans chapter 4, it says that Abraham is the father of us all. That's how Paul says it. But what he means is that Abraham is the father of all who are faithful. For all who are of the faith. Are you of the faith? I'm of the faith. You're of the faith. Why? We believe in Christ Jesus. When you look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, where it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for as it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth upon a tree. And then it says, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith, and that we through Christ, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Abraham is our spiritual father.
Yeah.
He's the first one who believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham's the father of us all. We are his spiritual descendants. And you saw in our confession today, in Galatians 3 and 29, in our bulletin, where it says that if ye be Christ, ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So when we release our faith and we believe in Jesus Christ, if we're Christ, then we are Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's descendants spiritually. Amen. So what does that mean? That means that you, if you're a man, are a son of Abraham. If you're a woman, right? You're a daughter of Abraham. So now let's look at this scripture text. Amen. Jesus said that this woman had a right to be healed because she was a daughter of Abraham. Well, if you're a daughter of Abraham, you got the same right.
Amen.
If I'm a son of Abraham, I have the same right.
Yes.
And I am a son of Abraham because I belong to Christ. And if I be in Christ, then I am Abraham's seed.
Right, right.
And an heir according to the promise. So guess what? The next time you're sick, or the sickness tries to come on you, you can stand up like this. Oh, no, no, no. I have a right to be free from this. Right? The next time your child or someone in your family is saying, you know they're saved, they're a believer, you go, you should just pray the scripture. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be free from this day?
Yeah. Amen.
Right? Why? Because you have a right to be healed. This is what God wants us to know today. Amen? We have a right to it. Mm-hmm. And you know why God wants you to know you have a right to it? Because just think about it this way. It is so much easier for us to receive something that we know is ours, mm-hmm, than to try to receive something that you're not sure that you can have. Mm. You know, when you know something is yours and someone tries to keep it from you, mm, you go, oh no, right?
Amen, that's right. Amen.
You're like, I'm not leaving.
Right?
You talk to somebody on the phone and they try to tell you, well, you're like, get somebody else on the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you're not hanging up that phone until you know that you get what you are rightfully entitled to.
Right.
You won't accept not receiving that which you know is rightfully yours.
Jesus.
Oh, but when you got a question of whether that thing is really something you should have,
right?
You know, you're buying something and you're not sure if that accessory comes with it or if it's extra. Then when they tell you it don't come with it,
right?
You go, oh, okay, I thought it came with it. Well, that's okay. Oh, but when you know that thing comes with it,
right,
you go, oh no, you better go get me one.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a difference. When you know you have a right to something, you won't accept any substitute.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But when you're not quite sure, that doubt and that uncertainty may allow you to settle for less than what you're fully entitled to. God wants us to know, when it comes to this healing, you got a right to this thing. Mm-hmm. And He wants it to be settled in our hearts so that we won't accept anything less.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But this is a faith thing where we just look at the scripture and say, wait a minute, I'm a daughter of Abraham. I'm a son of Abraham. Mm-hmm. And if she had a right to be free from that sickness, I got the same right. Amen? Because I'm a covenant man. I'm a covenant woman. I'm not just some ordinary Joe. I got a covenant with Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm a descendant of Abraham through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So that's what God wants us to know today. Amen? That as spiritual descendants of Abraham, you're like that woman, you got a covenant to help and heal. Amen? And I love what God said. I want to read this to you. In Psalm 89:34, this is what God said about covenant. He was talking to David, or talking about David, when he said, he made a covenant with David and said that you will always have a descendant on the throne of Israel. Right? And he made that covenant with David. And in Psalm 89:34, this is what God said. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Amen?
Yeah.
And he said that in the context of talking to David and the covenant he made with David. But how many of you know, God, when he made a covenant, he said the same thing about any covenant he makes.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is, my covenant, hear what he says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. He said, if I said it, that's it. I'm not changing it. I'm not going back on it. I'm not going to break my word.
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
Well, when God made a covenant with his people and said, I'm not going to put any diseases on you. I'm not going to allow any diseases to come on you. I want you to know that covenant is yours today. Right? And God's not going to break that covenant. He spoke it. He's not going to break it. He's not going to turn his back on it. Amen. So listen, let us by faith then, let's rise up and just realize, amen, and listen, I have a right to this. I have a right to be healthy and whole. Jesus went to the cross so that I can have that. How dare I accept anything less?
Amen.
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 He paid the price in his blood. By his stripes we are healed. Some of us are so, we couldn't even look at the passion of the Christ. Right?
Right.
And I believe it was worse than that. Right? That the actual scourging was worse than that.
Right.
But he took those stripes for us.
Right.
By his stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
Don't let Jesus go through that for no reason by acceptance of sniffle. Do you understand what I mean? No, we gotta have attitudes towards us. This is not from God. This is Satan trying to bind me. Right? your loved one. No!
Right.
There's Satan trying to bind them. He has no right to do that.
Right.
And we stand up back for it, and we don't leave until we see that healing manifest.
Amen.
And if it's been there for 18 years, 19 years, 20 years, we don't think that that means the story is over. But we hear Jesus singing and calling so that he can say, come here, let me help you. Let me heal you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you and I have a right to it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we want to get this in our spirit because this year, amen, good year so far, very good year so far, on its way to being great.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's on its way to being great. But we have to make sure we want to amen, because you know things gonna come. Because see, this word is coming. And God speaks to us about this, and you know Satan's gonna try to come, try to lay something on you.
Yeah.
Hmm? He's gonna try to come lay something on you. Oh, yeah, let me see if you believe that.
Right.
He's gonna come and try to snatch the word from you.
Right?
Immediately after the word is sown, right? The Father of the air come and try to snatch the word. Right? That's what he does. That's exactly what he does. But we're going to stand fast. Let us encourage each other with this. Amen. Let us encourage each other. Not put each other down, but build each other up. And say, listen, you know, you have a right to be free from this.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Back pain. Anybody know that?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Foot pain. Joint pain. Anybody got something? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Just get rid of it.
Amen. Beloved,
I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's the word of God. I didn't make that up. Right?
Amen.
I wish it above all things. That is settling for you. Now let's get in agreement with God's word. God, if you want that, I want exactly what you want.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to allow it, because God said, fine, then I won't allow it either. I won't allow what you want to have.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Let's stand on our feet. Praise
God.
Praise the Lord. We have a right to be healthy.
Amen.
Glory to God. Y'all gotta shout more when we start talking about you got a right to be financially blessed. Ah! Say it again!
Yeah.
And we say, okay, we're giving it close. No, we don't! I'm only kidding. Amen. That's great to say. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you, God, that we are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. Father God, you have established a covenant with us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, you said in your word, because we are Christ, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Yes.
We are divine partakers of the covenant with God. And that covenant includes health and healing.
Yes.
It belongs unto us, God. Father, settle this word in our heart. Put it deep into our spirit land that we may meditate on this thing, that we may walk in it, not only for ourselves, but for other people.
Yes.
God, you said these signs. Glory to God, shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Father, let us go forward, believing, God, that we are part of the covenant, that we can lay hands on our loved ones, that we can lay hands on other brothers and sisters in Christ, and see them receive the gift of divine health and healing. We thank you, God, that we now know Satan has bound. Glory to God. He binds the people of this world, oh God, with sickness and disease. But God, you deliver us. Father, let us release our faith for that healing. Father, let us not accept even a headache. Glory to God. Let us not accept a cold or the sniffles or the flu, oh God. Father God, let us not let the doctor tell us what we have and just let it stay there, God. But let us then proclaim what we used to have because God has healed us. Father, we need you to do this. We can't do it on our own. Increase our faith, God. Increase the faith of our loved ones. Increase the faith of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Increase our faith that we may receive that which you have for us. Father, we desire to be healthy and whole. We desire to see loved ones healthy and whole.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's your gift.
Thank
you, God. Now, God, help us to receive it. Yes. Help us to appropriate it. Help us to lay hold of it and to enjoy it.
Yes.
And, Father, we bless you and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we rebuke fever. We rebuke backache. We rebuke high blood pressure. We rebuke diabetes. We rebuke cancer. We rebuke everything, oh God, that the enemy's trying to bring unto us and to our loved ones. And we stand and we declare, glory to God, that today is a new day where we stand flat-footed and we declare our right to be healthy and whole. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.